as we wrap up 2018. I'd like us to turn, if we would, to Ephesians 4:29. One verse sermon this morning. I don't think we're going to get out here any earlier, but it's just one verse. As you turn there this morning to Ephesians 4:29, I want to give you just a little story about a 90-year-old Christian lady. She's an author, public speaker, traveled all over, and still does as far as I know. Her name is Florence Littauer. In 1989, she wrote a little small book on the practical ramifications of this verse that you're turning to this morning. But the epiphany that caused her to write the book Silver Boxes, I want to share with you before we go any farther this morning. She was called to teach a little discipleship series at a church, kind of like what we do in March every year. She came in, and she got there a day early. So she just kind of says, oh, this is great. I can just kind of veg. She got there on a Sunday morning, and it started on Monday, so she could just kind of relax. Came into the worship service, kind of propped her feet up, and just kind of chilled. And she was actually glad she didn't have to speak that morning. She was enjoying the fellowship. But the pastor then got up and he says, Florence is here this morning. Florence, could you come up and just say a few words? Well, okay, she could do that, you know. And she started getting up and started moving to the aisle. And he says, in fact, why don't we have Mrs. Littauer give the children's sermon this morning? Well, okay. And she started making her way to the front, and she had no idea what she was going to talk about. And all the little children, they started coming out, and they started following her down the aisle like Pied Piper. And she was getting up there. She just kind of sent up a help me, Lord, quick little help me, Lord prayer, you know, you do from time to time. And she got up there. She said, I'd never given a children's sermon, but since I was there that week to teach on how to speak spontaneously. See, I can't even say the word. Since I was there to speak on spontaneity, I thought, well, I guess I better do this. Ephesians 4:29 came to mind because it was the verse that her and her husband used to teach the children, their own children, how to be nice to each other and how to speak to each other. And the little kids gathered around her and sat on the floor, and she said, this morning I'm going to teach you one verse that I taught my children. Do you think you can learn one verse? And all the little heads nodded, oh yes, yes, we can learn one verse, She said, whenever we study a verse, we want to ask ourselves three things. What does it say? What does it mean? And how does it apply to me today? And then she read the verse. And I'm going to give it to you this morning out of the King James, because that's the version that she used. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And since we've got it on the screen, let's all read that together, shall we? Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Thank you for sharing that. Now, then she asked, do any of you know what that verse means? And they all kind of shook their heads. No, the words were just too hard. It was just too big for them. And so Florence says, well, let's take the verse apart. What is communication? She asked. And they quickly came up with answers like, well, that's talking or saying words. What is corrupt communication? She asked. And a boy about 10 said with a twinkle in his eye, bad words. That's right, said Florence. God does not want us to let any bad words come out of our mouth. What does He want us to say? And she looked and she said, words that are good and that will edify. Now, what does it mean to edify? Oh, the wheels got turning on that one. She looked at their little furrowed brows and they just thought and kind of looked around. And then one girl took a stab at it. She says, does it mean to build up? Very good, said Florence, who by this time was getting a little nervous. She wasn't sure if that question was going to fly. Now, what do you think it means to minister grace? And one of the older girls spoke up. And she said, we learned in Sunday school that grace is God's unmerited favor. All the other kids looked at that girl like she was from another planet. But Florence congratulated her. That's great. Grace is a gift we don't necessarily deserve. And that was Florence's chance to explain to the little boys and girls that Paul wrote this letter to the church in Ephesus. Because the nice people in Ephesus, they were saying unkind things to each other and about each other. And even though they were Christians, they were saying bad words. And he had to give them some advice about what should come out of their mouths. He had to tell these well-meaning people to stop dropping bad words on each other. Start giving out messages that would build each other up and do others a favor. And then came the third part, the how does it apply to me today part. And Florence asked the little children that were gathered around her on the floor, she said, is it possible, boys and girls, that some of the good families in this church occasionally will say bad things to each other that are unkind? And their little eyes got big. And some even kind of sheepishly nodded, yes, it was possible. So she asked, what kind of corrupt communications are we apt to let out of our mouths? And she got a lot of responses. One kid said, well, bad language. Another child said, swearing. Another said, gossip. Another said, talking down to others. Another little child piped up and said, saying nasty words to your mother. And that one made all the other children gasp. And they all agreed that nasty words to your mother was definitely corrupt communication. Trying to help you out, moms. Then Florence wrapped up the little lesson with one more question. How can we make our words good to the use of edifying? And she said, she wrote down, there was an assortment of answers, she said. Say nice things to others, one child said. Give out compliments. It's a big word, but that they said. Be cheerful. Help our parents when they're cranky. Tell the truth. And one boy said, our words should be like building blocks. Adding good words on top of each other so the pile gets higher and higher. And another boy followed that. He said, yeah, and we shouldn't go around knocking others' blocks down. The kids were getting it. And Florence moved to the last part of the verse and said that our words should be like little presents all wrapped up to be given away. And when she said that, a little girl stepped up into the aisle. She must have had the gift of interpretation because she stepped and she turned to everybody in the congregation and she said this. What she means is that our words should be like little silver boxes with bows on top. We should be givers of silver boxes. And as we wrap up our year on evangelism and outreach, and in no way do I want us to forget or stop doing any of that It's been a good year. I am joyful. And yeah, I can use the word joyful. I am joyful seeing you reach out in so many ways to others around you. And I got another card this morning from a group thanking the church for their efforts in our community. Tell you what, you all deserve silver boxes. Now I'm going to shift gears here a little bit. In no way do I want to embarrass anyone this morning. And to do what I'm about to do, I may miss somebody. And if I do, I apologize. But I want to publicly thank some good people for showing the love of Christ to others this last year. I know some are traveling right now, so they're going to have to hear this on the website. That's all right. These people, they just can't handle this cold weather. I don't know. I just don't understand it. But this morning, I'm going to go a little alphabetical. Deb Anderson, Morgan. I see an overcoming strength in you that's going to carry you far. To Bob and Judy Bachtel, I see you as really friendly icons to this community. Wherever you go in this community, you know the folks and they know you. And they love you. You are a symbol of Syracuse. To Rhonda, Clara, Kayla, I appreciate your desire to seek the truth and physically live it out. To Chandra Baker, and Chandra's not here a lot of times because she has to work just about every Sunday. But I would say to Chandra, I see and appreciate your security in Christ. To Earl Beasley, I appreciate your craftsmanship skills and your willingness to help when there's a need. To Gage, and Bill, and Izzy, how encouraging it is to watch you grow in Christ. Keep digging. Keep digging in the Word. To Robin, Cindy and I appreciate your caring heart, especially for the children. To Dennis, Anita, Denise, your home is a home of prayer warriors. And the funny thing about prayer warriors is the outcome is always optimism. Because you understand that God's in control. Thank you for that. Dwayne and Tori, I see in you both, the seeds of evangelism. And I pray that you choose to water that seed in 2019. Mike and Kathy Coy, I appreciate the solidness of your faith and your prayer life. Now, Hugh and Jackie, ornery is not a spiritual gift. But your faithfulness is evident to everyone here. Thank you. Rick and Sarah may escape our winter weather, but they're still building blocks of faithfulness and love that our community appreciates and our visitors appreciate when they come in. Bon Eckleberry, gifts of teaching and preaching. This man's been on the road a lot lately. But Bon, sir, you are growing fast. And you are going to be used greatly in teaching others about Christ. It's good to see. Lou Firestone, it always seems that wherever there is a need, you are there. Tremendous gift of helps. To Janet Gardner, Cindy and I see a welcoming, enthusiastic spirit that I tell you what, new attenders, they pick up on that. They pick up on that love. To Lee and Sue Golden, gentle spirits. I know they couldn't be here this morning. They're struggling right now with Sue's health. And keep Sue in prayer, please. But how wonderful it is, both of them. And if you look at the new coat hangers out in the hallway, that's some of Lee's handiwork. Kat Steffen, on her birthday, I tell you, you see a beauty in creation. And I appreciate your concern for others. We kind of did a mini of this over in Findlay, didn't we? Fred and Ann Happener. One word. Nurturers. Yeah, fun is fun. But at the end of the day, you know they care. Mary Hack, I appreciate your gift of helps and your concern for the welfare of others. Tom Heisler, you're reminding us to be positive wherever we are on this roller coaster called life. Thank you. Joe and Donna Hipschman, they're down south today. You are our community icons and historians, always welcoming. We as a church body are recipients of their wisdom. Thank you for being models of the Golden Rule. Stu and Donna Jackson, also down south today. I see the word faithful, dependable, trustworthy, true. Lucy Kammerdiner, another historian really in our church. Lucy, I would say that I see the love that you have for Jesus Christ and your love for this community. Milton Alice Koresh. Although you take no prisoners when playing Farkle, thank you for your growth and your dedication to Christ. Thank you. Roger and Betty Kern, I see your availability to those in need. And whatever the need, you work and you adjust and you're just there for those in need. Casey and Susan Klein, the word that comes to my heart and mind is stable. And let me tell you, that's refreshing in this very unstable world. Parrish and Terry, the gift of teaching. How wonderful that is. And Bailey, Riley, and Avery, you just bring fun to the church. Now, some of that might be the Kistler gene. I don't know. Merle and Rain, I see a dedication to family that supernaturally extends to our church family here. And Brooke and Keaton, you are joys to all of us. And can I get an amen on that? And Morgan, I'm going to add you to that list. You're a joy to have here. Gail Lancaster. It may not seem like it during this season, but Gail teaches us faithfulness. And her heart is our heart in these days. Scott and Lori, I see your leadership, your wisdom, teaching, preaching. Sarah and Hannah shall rise up and call you blessed. Heidi and Paul Lavellet, see your missionary mindset. And thank you for holding our feet to the fire when it comes to stepping out and touching lives in this community. Lonnie and Tina, I see your heart for the community. And you two go about it quite differently. But you're both evangelists. You knew that, didn't you? Karen Mosier. You know, we were getting close to the M's there. But I see in you a heart to help those in need in Syracuse. And not just Syracuse, you're big with Operation Christmas Child. And you keep that thing going. Thank you for that. Ken and Penny Plickard. I see prayer warriors with a heart for this community. A willingness to lift people up, sometimes in spite of themselves, sometimes with a kind word, sometimes with a cattle prod, whatever we need. And that's okay. If there's such a thing as ornery wisdom, you have it. Terry Ritter, beside your obvious teaching gifts, I see in you a heart for those less fortunate. You are our good Samaritan, Terry. Joanne Schartzer, in a word, love. 1 Corinthians 13 says, now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. You know, we're starting to see a theme throughout this thing. But I tell you what, this doesn't happen everywhere. You go into many churches and you just kind of feel a barrier. That doesn't happen here. People come in, they feel welcomed. They feel loved. And thank you for that, Joe. Thank you. Heather. Cindy and I see a lady that is kind, friendly, and who is dedicated to her children. And I see one who is growing in her understanding of Jesus Christ. Helen Van Lanningham. She may be homebound, but don't think that she isn't praying for you and for this church to be on mission for Christ. Ethel Weaver. We're up to the W's. I see, and we all appreciate your dedication and your faithfulness to Mel. To this community. And that all comes from your dedication to Christ. Thank you. I thought I could get through this a little easier than I'm doing. Linda Wilson, I see in you, and maybe you don't see this, Lynn, but I see in you a person that always sees the potential in others. Cliff Wogeman, I see more than a frozen man on a snowmobile at 40 below. I see a quiet man of wisdom who just happens to have mad craftsmanship skills. Bob and Donna Wolf, I see in you another facet of the air of love that puts first-time attenders at ease when they walk through these doors on this church on a hill. You have a good bead on life because of the Holy Spirit within, and you exemplify that loving heart to all who come through these doors. Tim Yoder, Where's he at? There he is, in the blue shirt. We picked a peach when we came calling. And the more you and I talk about theology, the more convinced I am that you are not only a great fit for our local church, but a fit for the Churches of God General Conference. And I am going to do all I can to move you from a local license to an annual license with the Churches of God General Conference. Can everybody say amen to that? Amen. Now let me close with a poem this morning. Again, if I've missed you, I apologize. But this poem was written by Michael Bright. It was put in the little book that Littauer made. And the poem is called Silver Boxes. It's in your bulletin there. My words were harsh and hasty. They came without a thought. And then I saw the pain and anguish that my bitter words had brought. Bitter words that I had spoken made me think back through the past of how many times I'd uttered biting words whose pain would last. Then I wondered of the people I had hurt by things I'd said, all the ones I had discouraged when I didn't use my head. Then I thought about my own life, of painful words I've heard, and of the times I've been discouraged by a sharp and cruel word. And now clearly I remember all the things I might have done, but by a word I was discouraged, and they never were begun. Lord, help my words be silver boxes, neatly wrapped up with a bow, that I give to all so freely, as through each day I gladly go. Silver boxes filled full of treasure, precious gifts from God above, that all the people I encounter might have a box of God's own love.